This poem is called Childhood. First, I was going to call it Childhood Continued, but it didn't quite work out to be about that. However, the poem has a great deal of what I call apparatus, and I have to prepare for the poem by describing the apparatus first. It's dedicated to what I call the poets of a mythical childhood, of whom I named four out of many: Wordsworth, Rimbaud, Hart Crane, and Alberti. And it has a little epigraph from Bateau Ivre by Rimbaud. The little drunken boat in its travels exclaims at one point, I bumped up against, know you, incredible Floridas. I happen to be from Florida, and the line could not fail to escape my notice and to hang around in my memory for years. And the Floridas I thought I remembered from childhood seemed to me incredible enough to bump up against one more time. And it has a sort of time and place setting designated like a play. Time, the 30s, place, Miami, Florida. And then it has a long-running marginalia or gloss, if you remember the way the Rime of the Ancient Mariner looks. That's the way the side looks in this poem. I'd wanted to write a poem with such a margin for years. And I still think I'll do it sometime. In this case, it turned out to be only notes. But I have to read the notes, I think, because there are only two other living people who remember the Miami of my childhood who also read, or read poetry anyway. And they both testified to the authenticity of the recollections in the poem, but you wouldn't recognize the places and the things, I don't think, unless I read you the marginalia first. So I'll read that first, and then the theory that I'm operating under is that those references will click into place as the actual text of the poem is sounded. So here are the marginal glosses then. Czechoslovakia, for example. The Katzenjammer Kids, for some years the feature comic strip of the Sunday Miami Herald. The Olympia Theater, which was one of those theaters with a domed ceiling in which the stars and the moon were seen. Have you ever seen those beautiful things from the 20s, usually? And then there'd be little cherubic figures beside the lights that were turned on between shows, you know, quasi-Italian naked babies and so on, and Putti and so on. The hurricane season, obsolete make of car, the Everglades on fire, my childhood illness, osteomyelitis, which affected my leg, and the anesthesias from the surgery connected with that. The Capitol Barber Shop, M. Dupree, proprietor, Billy's Men's Shop, the principal East-West Street, Flagler, it was called, in Cromer Cassell's, later Richard's department store, the shameful, quote, white and, quote, colored drinking fountains of those days in that region against which we children reacted in our own little ways. The 5 and 10 cent stores, a tray of unsorted eyeglasses in Grant's, a toy display in Woolworth's, the Northwest section still under development, and some names, Sunny Isles, Golden Glades, Buena Vista, as it was called down there, and Opa-locka, and so on. Okay, the poem. Once more beneath my thumb, the globe turns, and doomed republics pass in a blur of colors. Winter mornings now, my grandfather, head bared to the mild sunshine, likes to spread the Katzenjammers out around a white lawn chair to catch the stray curls of citrus from his knife. Chameleons quiver in ambush. Wings of monarchs beat above bronze turds feasting. And there are pilgrim ants eternally bearing incommensurate crumbs past slippered feet. There in the lily pond, my own face wrinkles with the slow teasings of a stick, the long days pass, days streaked with the colors of the first embarrassments. And Sundays among kin, happily ignored, I sit nodding, somnolent with horizons. Myriad tiny suns drown in the deep mahogany polish of the chair arms. Bunched cushions prickle through starched cotton. Already I know the pleasure of certain solitudes. I can look up at a ceiling so theatrical, its stars seem more aloof than the real stars. And pre-depression putti blush in the soft glow of exit signs. Often I blink, re-entering the world, or catch, surprised in a shop window, my ghostly image skimming across nude mannequins. Drawbridges, careless of traffic, lean there against the low clouds, early evening. All day there is a smell of ocean longing landward, and high on his frail ladder my father stands hammering great storm shutters down across the windows of the tall hotels, swaying. Around downed wires, across broken fronds, our Essex steers, barge-like and slow. Westward now the smoky rose of oblivion blooms, hangs, and on my knee a small red sun glow setting. For a long time I feel coming and going in waves the stupid wish to cry. I dream. And there are colognes that mingle on the barber's hands, swathing me in his striped cloth Saturdays downtown. Billy, the midget haberdasher, stands grinning under the winking neon goat, his sign, and Flagler's sidewalks fill. Slowly the wooden escalator rattles upward towards the twin fountains of a mezzanine where boys secretly brave prepare to taste the otherness trickling there, forbidden. And then the warm cachous in cool arcades, O counters of spectacles, where the bored child first scans new perspectives, squinting through strange lenses, and mirrors tilted offer back toy sails, stiffening breezeless towards green shores of bays. How thin the grass looks of the new yards, and everywhere the fine sand burning into the bare heels with which I learned to crush, going home, the giant sand spurs of the vacant lots. Iridescences of mosquito hawks glimmer above brief puddles filled with skies, tropical and changeless. And sometimes, where the city halts, the cracked sidewalks lead to a coral archway still spanning the entrance to some wilderness of palmetto, forlorn suburbs, but with golden names.